American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth.
He makes the case for why this is true.
The truth is, Target's policy puts women and children in harm's way.
We're the only ones that love these people enough to tell the truth.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Together, we're standing for the truth that sets us free. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth for your family.
Welcome to Share-a-thon 2017, the spring edition. Our theme, our thought this year is boldly standing for truth. Those are some powerful words, boldly standing for truth. Every one of them is significant. It's come from Acts 4:29, and it reads, men and brethren, let me, 2:29, excuse me, I'll get it right here before I leave, and it's 4:29, and I was reading 2:29. I don't know why I do that. That's what I get for not looking so carefully. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. And that's what we want to do, speak the word of God boldly. This is Bert Harper along with Abraham Hamilton III.
Hello, hello, hello.
And we're glad you're here. Let me give that number. You're going to hear this number quite a bit. And I'll say it in my sleep tonight, I'm sure. But that number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. Abraham Hamilton III.
Yes, sir.
It's Hamilton Corner.
That's right. You hear that?
I hear it every morning coming into work.
That's right.
And it's a joy to be working with you here as we try to get these phones ringing. right now, we would love for you to call. Our director is telling us that he would love to see 50 first-time givers and 50 new monthly givers in this hour. That's quite a feat. If you've never given before, what a time to give. The opportunity is now, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. And listen, when you do give and to support the American Family Radio Ministry, what you're doing is not just keeping a bunch of people that yap, yap, yap. You know, you can find political commentary. You can find all types of things all over the place. But what we endeavor to do is to plant the flag for Christ in
Amen.
Our culture. And so what you are being invited to do is partner up with us in this particular ministry. It makes me think about Paul in 1 Corinthians 12, the body of Christ. And the fact is that no matter how handsome your face may be, if you don't have those organs operating in so-called anonymity, the body won't function. And the same thing exists with
Amen.
Us here at AFR. So,
you know what's amazing about that? I tell people this at church, the most important organs in the body are those that are not seen.
That's right.
And, you know, the lung, brain. A lot of times, you know, you and I, we get... It's voice time. If we were on TV, it'd be FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the pulpit, it's
mm-hmm.
called FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, those engineers, the guys behind the soundboard, how important they are. And they have to have some money in order to do what they do. And you partner with us and partner with them to make sure that the gospel goes forth. And we do it with religious freedom, moral clarity. We try to do that to make sure that we have a platform to fight for religious freedom so the gospel can get out, Abe. That's so important. I give this illustration quite a bit. After World War II, there was significant numbers of people that were saved in China. They had to do it underground. They had to do it beyond what was taking place. Here in America, the same thing was happening. We were seeing people coming to Christ. The civil rights movement was coming out, and it started within the church, the
mm-hmm.
African-American church.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the base was because they found the freedom that's in Christ. And so, but what happened during that time, yes, there was Christians in China, Christians in America, but guess which ones were sending the missionaries?
Mm.
You know? Why? Religious freedom.
That's right.
So if you think that all we should do is preach the gospel and leave, quote, the politics out of it, you really are not mindful of what it means. Because Paul said in the last verse of the book of Acts, he was praising God for an unhindered gospel.
Amen.
And that's what we want.
Amen.
And that's what we struggle for. And we make no apologies for that.
That's absolutely right. And part of the reason why we're able to do so unapologetically is because we are a listener-supported ministry. So the number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. You can also give if you go online to AFR.net or AFA.net. For those of you who are, you prefer to use that interweb, you can go right there online and you can give there. And so we encourage you to join us in this particular endeavor.
The greatest thing we have are listener testimonies. I hear it all the time. They say, we love Share-a-thon, but the part we love most are listener testimonies. So we want to hear one of those right now.
Your station has been very inspirational and uplifting. The programs that you've shared through David Jeremiah and others, Adrian Rogers and others, there's times I've had to pull over from crying where God has touched my heart very much so. There's no other station but this one. That's what I have my radio tuned to. On the road out here in my big truck and at home, too. I thank you guys for the service you've done, the work that God's done for you, and your inspiration to us all. God bless you all.
What a lineup. You hear who he talked about, yeah. David Jeremiah, mm-hmm. Dr. Adrian Rogers, who's gone on to be of the Lord, but his program still on and mm-hmm. running. That's the beauty of radio.
Yeah.
Now, I know you can see him on television, but you'll see the wide lapels and the wide ties, and mm-hmm. and I still love to see it, but, mm-hmm. you know, it is dated. But on radio, it's as relevant today as it was when Dr. Rogers was preaching those sermons, Abe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing that I love from I love about that, in addition to the lineup, and one of the things that I'm enjoying and being a part of here at American Family Association is that we get to stand and in our culture, let's just be honest, the things that we're facing, that it appears to me, and I remember you and I talked about this, that tension concerning skin color has reached an all-time high, yeah. an all-time apex. But it is through this radio ministry where we get to take to these microphones and say, listen, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the foundation that we can say, listen, we're all generated from one blood,
yeah.
that we're one race of human beings. There's really no such thing as multiple races of human beings.
Human beings, brother.
We're all part of the human race.
Amen.
And so I should listen, a biblical worldview, you know, constitutional conservatism, there is no skin color prerequisite for adhering to these things, but that the gospel of Jesus Christ informs all of these ideologies. And just as timeless, as you said, as Pastor Adrian Rogers' sermons are, we get to use these microphones and use this ministry as a platform to say, listen, the gospel is just as timeless.
It is.
Whatever the issues are, the answers can be found in Jesus Christ.
Amen. In my office, I have a painting. It's called Resurrection Morn, and it's about Civil War. And what it is, during the winter months, I don't care which side you were on, you kind of just tried to survive the weather. A few battles were fought during the wintertime, mm-hmm. and there was one particular in 1863 up in Virginia around the Rapidan River. The Southerners were on one side, the Northern was on the other side, and this is when a lot of preaching took place, especially in the Southern camp.
Mm-hmm.
The Northern states had already had the First Great Awakening. They'd had the prayer movement that started with Jeremiah Lanphier in New York City, mm-hmm. and it had spread all over the North, and people were coming to Christ, and abolitionists, that's what God was raising them up,
mm-hmm.
and they said, enough is enough. It didn't come south because the South was so staid in their sin of, mm-hmm. of slavery. But during the Civil War, when they got away from that and they saw their need and these preachers was preaching, thousands and thousands came to Christ. And the painting is about such a meeting that took place in 1863. And Willie Ragland was the chaplain's name. He preached the gospel and a Private Goodwin was saved. They wanted to go down to the river and get baptized. It was a warm day in November. Mm-hmm. So they said, if you go down there, the Northerners over there, they've got their, you know, sharpshooters. Mm-hmm. They'll think you're invading. They said, no, we want to go. And they went singing a song. They went mm-hmm. singing a hymn. So they went down there to have some of those baptized. And when those that were in the Federalist heard them singing, they came out, what they called them works then. We call them foxholes now. Mm-hmm. But back then they called them works. They came out, stood on their side of the river, the Confederates on their side of the river, singing the same hymn, watching these brothers being baptized, praising God.
Wow.
And I said, only if that could have happened nationwide, you wouldn't have had those thousands killed in a war that should not have happened. The same thing is true today. What you just said, if we could only see Christ, we could see that. And you can be a part of it by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. The bad part about telling these stories, sometimes we have to interrupt it with the numbers, don't we? But we want you to be a part. We want you to share in the ministry. And I think one of the most important words is family. Mm. We feel like we're family. Mm-hmm. Your office is right next to mine.
That's right.
And we go by each other and we speak to each other, and it's brothers in Christ. You're a preacher, I'm a preacher. They've got us sometime, they've got one of these clips that they play. They got you and me together. and everybody said, man, that's kind of scary, kind of ADD gone wild in preaching. But that's the truth, who we are in Christ. And we want you to be a part of sharing the gospel around the world. Because of the internet, we're not just heard in the United States. We're heard around the world.
That's absolutely right. We have the digital capabilities to go around the world. And so we're inviting you, the listeners, to join us in accomplishing this task. I can't, you know, sometimes it is still, I'm still not used to it. I'm still relatively new being here. I'm going different places, and different people say, well, hey, you're that guy from AFR. And I'm like, who are you talking about?
They know that voice, eh?
Yeah, and it's so funny. In the grocery store, you'll hear Abraham Hamilton III. And I'm saying, wait a minute, what's going on here? But it just lets me see wherever I travel, honestly.
Yeah.
And it lets me see the reach that we've been able to enjoy at the American Family Association. And so we're inviting you to be a part of this. I mean, you know, it's not something I take pleasure in, but the number of voices who are willing to stand unapologetically for the cause of Christ in our day, they're getting less and less and less.
And we want you to stand with us to make it possible. If you give a gift, a one-time gift of $150 or more, or a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive this Boldly Standing for Truth shirt that you can wear, and also Hilarious Highlights Volume 3 from Trivia Friday. We've heard little clips of Hilarious Highlights, and I'm telling you, it's worth you putting them together. J.J. Jasper, I'm told, is the one that put them together. With his sense of humor, it has to be good. And so we want you to give, and you do that by calling 877-616-2396. I want you to talk a little about urban family. I don't know if this is an answer to prayer for me. As I was on the board, we knew we were missing, and we were not equipping a lot of the black community with the things they needed to be equipped with, and we're trying to make a difference by equipping them and activating them, aren't we?
Absolutely. So here's one of the things that most people may or may not be aware of. Well, first of all, let me say this. Urban Family Talk is a ministry division of the American Family Association. I host a show there daily, actually. One at the same time as Pastor Bird at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And in addition to that, my show also airs on Saturdays on AFR Talk. But Urban Family, the ministry, was promulgated with the intentional effort to convey the fact that a biblical worldview is not limited to any particular skin
color.
Praise
God.
And one of the things that I know for a fact, because before coming here, you know, I served in a church in New Orleans, which is a highly... a lot of black people in New Orleans, Louisiana, in the church that I grew up in. But amongst the African-American community, nearly 80% are professing church attenders.
I know.
Profess to be believers. So the reality is the disconnect between that church affiliation, yet in any national election for president, you see a consistent number of 90%+ that support people who espouse anti-Christian views. How does that happen? Well, there has to be a bridging of that gap. And so one of the things that we're doing, it's not the exclusive thing, but one of the things that we're doing is through Urban Family Communications and Urban Family Talk, which is an outreach of the American Family Association, that we use the voices and the unique giftings and talents of everybody there at Urban Family to convey the reality that, listen, there is one blood.
Amen.
There is one faith. There is one resurrection, one baptism. And so by making that presentation, then we then are able, and I encourage this no matter what your skin color is, because I'm not a big proponent of partisan politics. I say I'm a biblocrat. I'm a Christocrat. And it is because of my Christianity, I happen to have conservative views.
Amen. This morning, I was on at 6 o'clock, and we talked about I'm biased, everybody's biased, but I want to be biblically biased.
Amen.
I mean, that is great to have a view, a biblical worldview.
That's right.
And that's what we're saying. Some of them are Bible study programs like the one I do, Exploring the Word with Dr. Alex McFarland. Mm-hmm. Some of them are like Brian Fisher's that are issue-driven,
but
it's coming from a biblical perspective.
That's right. You have preaching shows, political shows, the whole gamut, but all from a biblical worldview. And I think we saw some impact in this last election, and we're
Praise
looking to
God.
Expand that impact
Amen.
Going forward.
877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. We want you to partner with American Family Radio to help carry the gospel around the world and have the freedom to proclaim that Jesus is Lord as we boldly stand for truth.
This share-a-thon, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, or a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you a beautiful blue AFR t-shirt that says you're boldly standing for truth. And we'll send you a copy of Hilarious Highlights, Volume 3.
It's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as...
Learning University.
Thank you, gentlemen.
After all, fundraising begins with fun.
We're talking about
Popeye the Sailor.
The Sailor Man? What did he... That's pretty good, Ed.
That was really
Ed,
good. I'm the master of pretty good.
For a one-time gift of $150 or more, or a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you an AFA t-shirt and a copy of Hilarious Highlights Volume 3 from Learning University.
Which one of y'all's ideas was that?
Well, I think it was JJ.
JJ, I think.
Professor Jasper, a creative genius, he's not.
Yeah.
Thank you for boldly standing for truth with American Family Radio.
I've been listening to AFR for almost a year, and I love Brian Fisher, and I love the other programs. I listen every day on my way home from work. Before I started listening to AFR, I knew what the liberal media was. I knew I didn't like what they were saying, and I had my biblical convictions. I just didn't know how to back it up with the politics and some of the laws and some of the things about the Constitution I didn't know about. And I think I've learned a lot in the last year, and I have more confidence in speaking with my coworkers, my friends, and my family about what I believe and what I stand in. And I have reasoning to back it, along with scriptures and biblical knowledge. I have other tools that AFA and AFR have given me, and I will be a lifelong listener. Thanks, guys, and God bless.
We're winning the battle for the hearts and minds of the American people on abortion because we have been telling them the truth.
Bringing biblical truth to bear on the culture in which we live.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net.
Welcome back. Share-a-thon 2017, the spring edition. Again, let me remind you what we do. We take 3 days out of the spring, 3 days out of the fall, to ask you to come along and partner with us. This frees us from having advertisements, and so we want you to be a part of that, and you can do that by calling that number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. We have people who are waiting on your call now. They would love to talk with you as you make your pledge. And if you make a pledge of $150 or more, or with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive a blue t-shirt, Boldly Standing for Truth, and then Hilarious Highlights, Volume 3, a CD of Trivia Friday with J.J. Jasper, Tim Wyman, and Ed Vitagliano. And so we know that that would be an interest to you. It's not an incentive. It's a thank you. Listen. You say, oh, you shouldn't spend money. Yes, we should. We need to be a channel, Abe. We don't need to keep it. Have you ever looked at the difference in the Dead Sea and the Sea of Galilee? Mm-hmm. The Dead Sea, all it does is collect and gives nothing off, and there's death around it, called dead. And then the Sea of Galilee is beaming with life because it receives and gives. There's something about being a channel. There's an old hymn called that channel of blessing.
Mm-hmm. And it is by having that exchange, that not only being a recipient, but a contribution or a contributor, that spurs that type of life.
It does.
You know, it is being, you know, just a receptacle. It just promotes what I would call spiritual sedentary living.
Amen, brother. And the good thing about AFR, you can be assured that we are very responsible with our money, our finances. Our founder made sure of that. Our present-day president, Tim Wyman, and the board makes sure of that. We have the highest rating for financial accountability through the Charity Navigators. And AFR exists, really, to tell people about Jesus Christ and inform Christians what's going on in the country so we can have this religious freedom. And that's what we do, and we try to do it daily. We try to do it, we try to do it with passion. Sometimes my passion, people think it's anger, and I hope it doesn't come across that way, but I'm loud sometimes. But passion, we are passionate about what we're doing. Abraham Hamilton III, he does, you know, Hamilton Corner. And is it 30 seconds that you do that in?
It's a total. My commentary normally lasts about 40-some seconds.
Okay,
but
the total
bumper is a minute.
A minute.
Including the intro and outro.
Wow, how it is impactful. It's a lot of times spiritual truth. Sometimes it's foundation about our country, but it impacts. And here on the program that I do as Exploring the Word, it's the hour before this one, we're taking so graciously, Tony Perkins with Washington Watch has said, you guys go ahead and raise that money, because when we raise money, it keeps Washington Watch possibility of broadcasting.
That's right. What
we're talking about.
That's right.
When you give to AFR in Share-a-thon, you're getting, I put it, more bang for your buck. Not only are you getting support AFR, but all these other ministries that are a part that we support, they benefit from that as well.
That's absolutely right. And it's, you want to talk about investing. I mean, it's one of the greatest investments you can make with your money, because what you sow financially has eternal implications.
It does. And we want to know that you know that. We try to share the gospel. Brian Fisher, every time he starts Focal Point, starts with that devotional every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy that, and I appreciate that. We start devotion here at AFA headquarters every morning with devotion. We did it this morning. And what's good now, Tim went over the employee list, made the list, and everybody's going to do devotion.
That's right.
And we're hearing people that we hadn't heard before.
That's
and
right.
It is fun. And it's fun to learn people's first names.
Yes.
Because sometimes they're like me. They go by Bert, their middle name, but they don't know their first name. So we found out a lot of people that way, Abe. It's been fun to do.
And for me, having been a career lawyer and a trial practitioner.
Now, you better be careful telling folks that now. Go ahead, man.
It was a breath of fresh air coming to a place where we could intentionally set our hearts and minds on the Lord to get our day started. I mean, I remember looking around saying, do you guys realize what you have here? I mean, because I'm used to the exact opposite. But coming here, it was such a breath of fresh air for me. Because I love the Lord.
Well, that sets the tone for what we're doing. You know, everything we do, we want to be geared to a biblical worldview. And the only way you're going to get a biblical worldview is stay in the Word and let it do its work in your life.
That's right.
It's sharper than any two-edged sword.
That's
it
right.
can do more work than any sword could do.
That's right.
They call it the sword of the spirits.
That's absolutely right. So we're inviting you, all the listeners, to call 877-616-2396. Again, the number is 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net to help us continue to do what we're doing, standing boldly for truth in the culture.
And again, a $150 gift or more, or a $30 monthly gift through September, $30 or more, you'll receive this T-shirt, Boldly Standing for Truth, but also Hilarious Highlights, Volume 3. And we're going to listen to a little snippet of Trivia Friday with this Hilarious Highlights. And so we want you to hear this. This is an example. Again, we're not saying, oh, this is an incentive to give, but it's a thank you for giving.
Hilarious Highlights, Volume 3.
All right, my other question. A snake hears with what organ?
He does what?
A snake hears with what
he
organ?
He just needs one organ, and he can do it all.
He hears with what? Yes, he hears.
I didn't even think a snake could hear at all. Can they hear?
According to this question, he can.
Wow, I've been walking around in the woods just thinking they can't even hear me. Little did I know they can.
Learning University. It's kind of scary, the professors there, isn't it, eh? Now, have you been a guest professor?
I have, and I had to get caught up at the time I just said, Learning University.
Well, they don't want me on there because I do exploring the word, and they think I should be more serious than being on Trivia Friday. So they say, no, keep yourself away from it. Mine would have to be, you know, stuff about basketball or something like that. So they don't want me on there. But anyway, we want you to give, and when you give a $150 gift or more, or $30 or more a month gift, you'll receive Hilarious Highlights, Volume 3. Again, J.J. Jasper, Tim Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, and a T-shirt. Boldly standing for the truth. Let's talk about the words boldly. Mm. The Bible talks about praying boldly. Come yes. to the throne boldly. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean arrogantly. Now, that's right. The whole idea. Many folks think it's arrogant for us to present. Mm. It's not. It's boldness. I call it holy boldness to speak the truth. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes I've heard this, God hasn't called us to be nice. I understand that thought, but he has called us to be kind one to another as believers. And sure. And we try to do that with measure. Mm-hmm. Yes, sometimes because of our passion, because we know that truth is important. Those may misinterpret it as anger. They may misinterpret it as something that arrogance. But it's honestly trying to stand for truth. And it says speak the truth in love. So we're to do that, aren't we?
That's absolutely right. And one of the things that the Bible says the results of the Holy Spirit in our lives is that the righteous are as bold as lions. And so one of the things that I've found that's the most effective tool in helping us navigate that line between speaking the truth in love is making sure that we remain connected with the reality of how we were prior to Christ finding us. And I think that, for example, Acts chapter 17 lays that out beautifully when you see Apostle Paul's navigation, because a lot of times people talk about what I consider one of the greatest evangelistic exercises recorded in Scripture, which is him on Mars Hill and in the Areopagus. But sometimes we forget what led to that. Paul didn't go to Mars Hill with this grand 5-point evangelism plan to transform the city of Athens. It was a pit stop, really on the run from Thessalonica and Berea. And he was waiting, you know, for Silas and Timothy. But while he was waiting, the Bible says that he saw all the idolatry and he was provoked from within. His spirit was provoked within. I call it the internal provocation. And what was that internal provocation? I believe, and I think the scripture supports this, I know the scripture supports this, that Apostle Paul was able to reconcile his personal experience of being zealous, but not according to knowledge, when he persecuted the church, with the zeal with which the Athenians pursued their idolatry. And he was able to connect his vapid lostness with the fact that, man, these people need the gospel. So it compelled him immediately. He went out to the synagogue and to the marketplaces, what the Bible says. And as a result of being faithful in those, quote unquote, run-of-the-mill venues, that it gave him a platform in the Areopagus. So him being internally provoked, being able to say, man, I know what it's like to be zealous but wrong, to have passion but to be wrong, to have this commitment but to be void of Christ. And that compelled him to offer to the Athenians what God had offered to him.
Amen, Abe. Praise the Lord. 877-616-2396. During Exploring the Word, we have 2 minutes with Tony. We just had 3 or 4 minutes with Abe. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Amen. When I hear that, I can't help but think about him, the provocation that he had within. And the other is that his heart's desire was to see Israel, you know, the Jewish, his people saved. Yep. There was an internal movement for eternal timeliness.
Amen.
And I honestly think we have that. Many of us have that here at AFR. Mm-hmm. And you catch the passion. Now, people express passion. You and I are just out there. Mm-hmm. You and I, we're going to talk. We're going to move our hands. We're going to move. We're going to raise our voices.
Yeah.
There's others that are as passionate as we are.
That's right.
They're just, their voices are a little bit more subdued.
Mm-hmm.
But God is able to use them all, just like he takes people who are able to give $1,000 or people that are able to give
$10. That's right.
He uses them all for the work that he has. And no matter what your offering might be, whatever your gift might be, we would love for you to give. And that number again is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. One more thing, and I want to put this to you. You're talking about getting started on Paul, and that's when he wanted to go north into Asia Minor, and the Spirit would not permit him to. Mm-hmm. And that would not permit him.
Amen.
He didn't get direction at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So he tried again to go north, and he could not. Mm-hmm. And then that night is when he heard the Macedonia call.
That's right.
Now, I look at that, the direction God gave Don Wildman years ago. God wanted Don. He started National Federation for Decency. He changed it to American Family Association. And he was trying to get his word out, and then God expanded the ministry. In the beginning, it was just a moral issue of what was on television.
Mm-hmm.
And then God expanded and expanded until we have this massive ministry where we have studios, where we have three networks, where we have the journal being published, and 1 million moms, 1 million dads. My wife and I, we get to do family and revivals and marriage mm-hmm. retreats, part of AFR and AFA.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't God amazing at what he does? And I use that. It was just there in Asia Minor. That was Paul's vision at that mm-hmm. time. And God expanded that vision all the way into Europe. And that European ministry would change the world, and the whole world would be touched because of that.
And, you know, and that makes me think about this. And this is how this is connected even to Share-a-thon. Because when we see that and we see Apostle Paul writing 13 books in the New Testament and all of these things happening, that's how we see it, what I call from earth up. But, you know, from heaven down, from heaven down, everywhere we see Apostle Paul moving from being prohibited from going north to having that explosive ministry in Macedonia, everywhere where we see Apostle Paul, I believe the Lord sees Ananias.
Amen.
Who was Ananias? Ananias is the person, after the Damascus Road encounter, in spite of his fear of this man who persecuted the church, laid hands on Paul so the scales could drop from his eyes. And so everywhere, because you think Ananias literally put his own life at risk by being willing to obey the Lord, so to speak, and minister to Paul. But he laid hands on Paul, the scales fall from Paul's eyes, and Paul is lit for the gospel. And I think that is the role many of you who are listening to me now can play, that though you hear Pastor Bert and Abe on the air right now, but from heaven down, he sees Pastor Bert, Abe, and you.
Amen.
Those who would give to support the ministry of American Family Radio. So call 877-616-2396, and you be the Ananiases in our lives, and so we can fulfill the role that God has called us to, and together we serve as ambassadors for the kingdom of God and vibrant witnesses for Christ in our culture.
I want to bring one more person into that equation, and that's Barnabas.
Hey.
After he went 3 years into Arabia to learn of the Lord, he returned to his city of Troas. We don't know what he was doing up there,
mm-hmm.
but Barnabas, remember meeting him when he went to see Ananias, and he came back,
right.
and he went to Antioch, and he said, man, I need help, and I know the perfect guy. It's Saul. He was Saul then. He went up there and got him, and they went on the missionary journey, and when they left, it was Barnabas and Saul. When they came back, it was Paul and Barnabas.
That's right.
God did a work.
That's
and
right.
God can do that work in our lives here. And he'll use you. He's used us. And that number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. Make your contribution. It doesn't matter how big. If you can give much, praise God. If you can give little, praise God. You know, Abe, I've heard it said, it's not necessarily how much you give, it's how much you keep,
huh.
You know, and it's all the Lord's, isn't it?
Amen.
It's every bit of the Lord's, and he just asked, hey, a tenth to the church, but above that, listen, there's opportunities for you to give, and we want you to give here at Boldly Standing for Truth, Share-a-thon, 2017, the spring edition. And when you do that, we believe that you'll be blessed and you'll be blessing others. Somebody gave before you, so you have the opportunity to hear. And now you can give so others can hear as well. We're desiring for 50 first-time givers. If you've never given, make that phone call. Go online right now, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net and make your pledge today as we boldly stand for truth in 2017 at the American Family Radio.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this family, Jeremy and Sharon, and a couple kids, and they're all very healthy, and they did something to save money. They switched from health insurance to MediShare, and then they had a third baby, a little girl named Anya, and she was very sick.
We've had a lot of hospital visits.
A whole week in a children's hospital, CAT scans and blood tests and chemical tests, and I think we saw a dozen doctors. It was all shared.
Yeah, the bills were shared by the other members of MediShare. That's how this works. So get this, they save hundreds a month. They don't have to deal with health insurance companies or government health care plans. And they get to be part of a community that cares.
MediShare has always been there for us and helped meet the needs that we have as a family.
It's no wonder this is growing so fast. It is worth looking into. Here's how. Call 855-PSALM-23. Now, it's available everywhere but Montana, 855-PSALM-23.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg, the host of Truth For Life, heard each weekday morning at 11:30 Central here on AFR. We're really pleased to be one of the Bible teaching programs carried on AFR, and we want you to know that our mission is to teach the Bible with clarity and relevance so that unbelievers will be converted, believers will be established, and local churches strengthened. Let me remind you that your donation to AFR helps to make our broadcast possible. May I encourage you to give generously.
I am a stay-at-home mom, so I listen to AFR all day. I have four small children. But when my children went back to school a few weeks ago, my oldest son came home from school one day, and he just looked so dejected. And I asked him what was the matter, and he said that he didn't know what was going on in the news anymore because he didn't have AFR to listen to. I said, well, don't they have news that you can watch at school? And he said, yeah, but that's not the real news. And so I just wanted to say thank you for giving me a platform to teach my children the truth of the world and what's really going on in the world, because they are bombarded by so many lies out there. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for bringing the news and the real truth to people. And God bless you.
When it comes to truth, the Bible is our real source.
The Bible is clear. It's His word. It's not ours. We stand on it.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Boldly standing for truth. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net.
I'm telling you, I recognize those voices, eh?
Especially that squeaky one. I recognize that one.
Do you hate to listen to yourself as bad as I hate to listen to myself?
I don't want to hear it.
I don't either. I'm telling you. 877-616-2396 is the number. We want you to call. We've got people out here. They're wanting to hear from you. You don't have to wait for a match. You can give on your own. God will double it, whether humanity does it or not. God does. He says something about giving, it shall be given to you. Pressed down, measured, running,
shaking together, running over.
So, God can do that in your life. And I pray that you would give again. That number, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net. Listen to these people who have given. I didn't know this. Bert from Mobile, Alabama. I didn't. I looked down there, and there he was. Nathan from Mason City, Iowa. And Rebecca from Heber Springs, Arkansas. Jerry from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And Cynthia from Hempstead, Texas. Put your name on there. Call in right now. Let us hear from you. 877-616-2396. And if you give $150 or more gift, one-time gift, or $30 or more with a monthly pledge, you will receive a T-shirt that says Boldly Standing for Truth, beautiful blue, and Hilarious Highlights Volume 3, Trivia Friday with J.J., Tim, and Ed. And we know that you'd do. Now, our theme this year Abe is boldly standing for truth. Let's talk about truth for a second. You know, that was the question that was there when Jesus was before Pilate. Mm-hmm. And Pilate said, what is truth? I know he wasn't speaking English, but if he could speak English, I won't put what I think the accent is. What is truth? I really believe it was a mocking type mm-hmm. truth. In other words, who can really know truth?
Yeah.
It's possible to know, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. And no man can come to the Father except through him. It's a divine transaction that takes place. When you start trying to explain salvation, and you someone asks, what does it mean to be saved? What does it mean? I tell folks, I said, what's happened? Religion is not what we're talking about. We're talking about a relationship. Mm-hmm. It's a relationship that is real, where God, through his Holy Spirit, moves into our lives. Mm-hmm. I use this illustration. I know you were a basketball player. I was a basketball player wannabe, but I still loved it. I loved it. And I said, only if Michael Jordan could have taught me to play, I would have improved. But if some miraculous way Michael Jordan could have entered into my body and I could have done the things he did dunk it from the free shot line. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, it would have been different. This is what we get with the Holy Spirit. God, yes, Jesus showed us, praise God. Uh-huh. But the Holy Spirit moves in us to complete it.
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's beautiful. That is a beautiful understanding. And when you talked about truth, it made me think about Romans 1, how the Bible says that men in their wickedness suppress the truth. Men suppress the
wickedness
by their wicked conduct. And what we're doing here is endeavoring to illuminate that truth, to shine the light of truth, because when that happens, you have a transaction like you just shared that bypasses the brain and goes down into the heart. And we believe, like, for example, with the American people's response to our Target boycott, you know, there were people responding to that aren't necessarily what you would call Bible-believing Christians, but because of the fundamental truth that we represented in standing up on that issue, it resonated with them. And you'll be amazed the number of people who were reopened to receiving the gospel as a result of that Target boycott, because they began to realize, wait a minute, I've been on the side of this. And these people on this side advocate for this type of craziness. That's absolute lunacy.
Yeah.
So maybe these, you know, crazy Christians are not so crazy after all.
Right.
And so that's resulted in a lot of people being open to hear more from those who represent a biblical worldview. Because the whole point of maintaining a biblical worldview is so that we can introduce people to the author of that biblical worldview.
The reason they've gotten off track so beginning with, and they're not even wanting to hear the truth of the gospel, is they don't even believe in natural law. Mm. That's the reason the transgender movement is so relevant today in people's lives. They don't have natural law tells you certain things. Mm. And we want you to help us and partner with us, 877-616-2396. We'd love for you to make that pledge right now, just like Deanne did from Pea Ridge, Arkansas, George mm-hmm. from Rogers, Arkansas, Joe from Great Falls, Montana, Sherry from Shallow Water, Texas? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Tammy from Centerville, Alabama. They've all made, isn't that great? Every time I say Alabama or Oklahoma, I want to say it Alabama. you know, in Oklahoma, I want to sing it, Oklahoma, where the, I can do it today. You know, they give us a little bit more freedom at Share-a-thon to let our personalities come out. So anyway, it's scary. Sometimes it's scary, for a person. We need to hold it in reserve sometimes, don't we?
Don't give full vent.
Okay.
Full vent.
Amen.
But thank you guys for giving. Thank you so much for responding to our call for you to join us as the hands and feet of the body of Christ.
Again, we want you to know a one-time gift of $100 or more and a gift of monthly gift of $30 or more will get you the T-shirt, Boldly Standing for Truth, and Trivia Friday, Hilarious Highlights, Volume 3. We want you to hear this snippet from Hilarious Highlights.
Hilarious Highlights, Volume 3.
I'm going to say James Madison.
James Madison was the shortest president. 5'4".
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good job, David. Nicely done.
So you're telling me Abe Lincoln could dunk on James Madison?
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me. Okay.
Okay, there's the basketball, man. I didn't know we were setting that up, Abe, with some of that basketball.
Either.
That's pretty good.
I didn't realize James Madison was that short.
He was, and I think James Buchanan was the largest one in girth. I may be wrong, but I think he was one of the guys there was quite large and single. I used to know that, all that. A lot of times they say if you'll memorize certain things like scripture, but also like the presidents, mm-hmm. we had to do that in school. We had to go through the list. Now, people look at me and say, yeah, that was a long time ago before they had so many. But anyway, but we had to do that. We had to know all the states and all the capitals. Those were things that was important. So anyway, on Trivia Friday, people learn things like that. So that's at Learning University. Mm. But we want you to make that call right now, 877-616-2396. Make that contribution. Again, the size does not matter. If you can give 100, praise the Lord. If you can give 10 or if you can give more, we want you to be a part. It's just like it is. We're talking about basketball. If you could not have 5 Michael Jordans on the same team, you got to have somebody that rebounds a lot. You got to have somebody that can shoot that outside shot and drive. That's the way it is. And you were referring earlier to the body, like Paul did, the body of Christ, like a body. He says, not everybody's the eye, not everybody's the hand, everybody has its part. That's true here at AFR at headquarters. Brent is running the board right now. Mm-hmm. We've got people manning the phones right now. We got others at the computers, and you and I are behind the microphones.
That's right.
It's a good thing I'm not at the computers, all I got to say. That's the best deal about this all. But everybody's to play their part, aren't they, Abe?
Everybody is to play their part, and in order for the body to function at optimum capacity, we need all joints on full throttle. And I think one of the unfortunate realities of our day, and not no knock against any individual, but we've kind of moved into this era of superstar Christianity, you know,
yes,
to where they're, you know, the big eyes and the little U's and all of this type of ridiculousness. But what ends up happening when that is the case, the body as a whole ends up becoming deficient in certain areas. And you know what happens in your physical body, if you have certain portions of your body, certain muscles that aren't exercised, what happens? Those muscles atrophy.
That's right.
And I think that we're seeing that around our country and many of our churches. But here at AFA and at AFR, we're endeavoring to reverse that, you know, and to do so effectively. And I think having that understanding and the proper appreciation of every joint supplying has enabled us to be a very efficient ministry.
Praise the Lord. Well, you know, those people who listen, many times they call in to let us hear their story. And we got another listener story that we want you to hear right now.
About 20 years ago, I was driving around and I always liked to listen to AFR radio. And I thought I was a Christian at that time, had grown up as a Christian. But I found that the commentators were always so sure that they were going to heaven and so sure about their salvation. And I just thought that seemed kind of arrogant to me at that time. But I realized I wanted that too. And one night, I heard the sinner's prayer. But this time when I prayed it, I said, I want to trust by faith that that's all I need to do. And I did give my life to Christ that night. I prayed the prayer and didn't ask for anything else. And that's when I was saved and just found such a love for others that came through the love of Christ. And I just want to thank AFR for continually just sharing how to give my life to Christ. Thank you, and keep on spreading the good news.
Amen. Listen, it's not arrogance and it's not overly confidence. It's the knowledge of Jesus Christ being in your life that gives it that assurance. Hmm. John wrote, it says, these things have I written that you may know that you have eternal life.
Amen.
If you're struggling today, just take a minute away from talking about giving and talk about your life. If you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you need to do it. You really need to ask Him to come in. God's not listening to the words. God looks upon the heart.
That's right.
If He had listened to my words, I don't know, remember exactly what all I said, Abe, when I was mm-hmm. saved as a 12-year-old boy. Jesus came in and saved my life.
Amen.
And I was, people's asking me questions, and I was saying yes to everything because I'd already gotten it right with the Lord.
Amen.
And He came into my life, and He changed my life even as a 12-year-old boy. I was scared of everything. Mm. But when Christ came in, there was that holy boldness that brings standing boldly, or boldly standing for truth.
That's right.
And you can have that confidence, can't you?
Absolutely. I remember my pastor back home in New Orleans said, he didn't have a fancy prayer. He just said, Lord, take me.
Amen.
That was it.
That's it.
Lord, take me. And the Spirit of God broke in on him, changed his life.
Yeah.
Changed his life, you know. So when you call or when you go online to support AFR, as you just heard that previous listener's testimony, you are literally, not figuratively, but literally arming people to receive Jesus Christ.
You really are.
You really, really are. This is not something we just say. We hear testimonies like that all the time. I know I hear them. We'll call this. I get messages on my phone sometimes, you know, all types of other communications. But you literally are arming people or enabling people to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. So thank you for doing that. We've had a bunch more people give since last time. We have Jennifer from Newton, North Carolina, Niles from Belmont, Michigan, Letta from Hope, Arkansas, Jerry, Spring, Texas, Vernon, Lanoke, Arkansas, if I mispronounced that.
I think it's close.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it is.
All right, Kirk in Frankston, Texas, Linda in Jacksonville, Texas, Kevin from Hondo, New Mexico. Thank you, Kevin. Bean from Columbus Grove, Ohio. We have Norman from Trenton, North Dakota. Thank you all for giving to support the ministry here at AFR.
Did you hear all those states?
That's a lot of states.
200 stations, right at 200 stations, and we got some more possibilities, and we're on the internet, mm-hmm. and so you're literally looking. I do another on the weekend. I do a program called Exploring Missions, mm-hmm. and on that program, we're heard. And I was interviewing someone that works with the Muslim population here in the United States, and mm-hmm. many are coming to Christ. That's the most amazing thing. Everybody's wondering what to do about the Muslims. Win them to Christ.
Yeah,
they're
the
here.
Gospel.
They're here. You better try to win them. That's the best defense you'll ever have.
That
Let
is
them
the
come
truth.
Into Christ. But this man had won so many. He had to, when he went public, had to use what to call a pen name.
Yeah.
And I interviewed him, and he was wondering though his voice and everything, disguised his voice and everything. So he called. He emailed his mentor to find out, do you think I need to be on? So the mentor said, now what network is it? He said, AFR. He said, okay. What program or what person? He said, Exploring Missions with Bert Harper. And he said, oh, Bert Harper. Yeah, I listen to he and Alex on Exploring the Word every day. And he was from Palestine.
Wow.
And he was doing, and that's he listened over the internet.
Wow.
And we have people from China. So you're really doing, part of our mission is aid the church in carrying out the Great Commission at home,
domestically,
and abroad. And we're doing that, and you're a part of it when you give. We want you to give to your church. I can tell you about Don Wyman. He believes in the local church.
Absolutely.
People went to see him. They wanted to see where he went to church, and mm-hmm. they was there one day, and he wasn't in the congregation. He began to ask, where's Don? They said, he was in the nursery keeping those babies.
Wow.
And that's the kind of man Don mm-hmm. Wyman was, and it's continued on. Just everybody here, they expected them to be involved in the local church.
Absolutely.
It's not enough just to say, oh, I minister at AFR. No, mm-hmm. you got a local church. You're to give and to participate in and to share in.
That's absolutely
that's
right.
That's a unique ministry, isn't it?
It is a unique ministry. So the number again is 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net.
And we appreciate this so much. You have been faithful in your giving, and we've got two more days, and we're going to be back. And so we want you to make your pledge now and tell someone. You know, we ask when we send out the alerts, we say, you know, share this alert with other people. Share the good news about Jesus Christ, but also share about AFR and tell others. Have you listened to this radio station? Do like the mechanic. He would get in there when he'd work on the car, and he had reset all the radio buttons to AFR. So when the person got in the car, it'd go automatically to AFR.
That's right.
And that's I'd call that a radio ministry.
I would call that a radio ministry as well.
You're listening to Share-a-thon 2017, the spring edition, Boldly Standing for Truth. It's been our pleasure, Bert Harper, Abraham Hamilton III, to be with you this hour. And we're looking forward to what you're going to do, not just the rest of this hour, but in the hour that comes right after we're through. Again, that number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net.